Hola, you're listening to Super Sonido here on KUVO. I'm your host, Lamali, and I am so lucky to be joined by 2MX2. Thank you guys so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, I'm so happy. Okay, introduce yourselves. Tell us who you are in the band, who you are in your life. Go. Who wants to go first?
My name's Owen. I go by O1, and I'm a rapper in the crew, and I'm a technical handyman, is what I call myself. And I do it in both language and Smanglish. That's me.
I am Lolita. I am vocalist, songwriter in the group, and I also do my own music under Lolita, and just overall creative, happy individual.
My name is Ugo. I go by Juicy Ugo. I'm one of the rappers, songwriters in the group. Man of many hats also, and just happy to be here.
But not today.
No hats.
Tell us about your origin story. How did you guys form?
So me and Juice met at a family party. He's my cousin, and he learned how to rap and started to teach me how to rap, and we started a group. Later on, fast forward 10 years, and we are here as 2MX2, and we've collected some awesome members. In college, I met Lola at CU Denver, and then we met our drummer from the Flowbots, doing a tour with the Flowbots, and then our guitarist, we met him in school, and then our keyboard player, he was our sound guy at first, but we seen him grooving so good out in the audience that we're just like, hey, get up on stage with us, you know, and that's who 2MX2 is today.
That's awesome. And where does your name come from?
So the name 2MX2, we used to go by 2012 before, just the whole showstoppers, you know, the whole Mayan calendar, then all that stuff that was going on. But during 2012, basically, it was really difficult to find our music because you type in 2012 music, it's going to pop up with every artist that came out that year.
Oh, no.
So what we did, at the time, our logo had the Roman numerals for 2012, which is MMXII. So basically, we just kind of made a combination of the two, 2MX2, and that's how you get the name. And now you can only find us if you look for us, maybe a car part or something like that.
That's so cool. I never knew that. So look, we're all learning things today. So you guys are from Denver, no? How do you see Denver? How does Denver inspire you?
Wow. Well, our community is pretty awesome. Some amazing artists have come from our community, and they inspire us. We've got some amazing individuals that we have grown up with. They inspire us. Colorado is absolutely stunning and beautiful. That inspires me.
Yeah, we're from here, too. I mean, Juice is from Denver. Lolita's from Denver.
I'm from
Zacatecas, but I came to Denver before the transplants.
Yeah. So technically,
I'm
just being able to see the city, the growth, and being able to see, you know, because we're of Mexican descent. So being able to travel back and forth and being able to see the differences, it kind of helped shape, you know, how we see the world. And even growing up here, it's a different it's definitely a different atmosphere than anywhere else in the world. So it all goes into the music. It all goes into shaping the way that we see the world and how we, and it inspires us to write the way we do.
Mm-hmm. So speaking of how you write, what would you say is the message in your music, and how do your songs uniquely convey that message?
Our message is basically do what you love. You know, we love to inspire the youth. We also want to make people dance. Our music and what we talk about in our music is just a collective of what we've learned, what we see in the world, any social justice issues, any issues that we see in society. We like to bring up and basically use music as a tool to spread a message while also making people bob their heads and dance.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, one of our biggest mottos has always been entertain and then we educate. We grab your attention, and then we convey the message that we feel right now is needed to be heard.
Yeah, and authenticity is always another big part of our message, too. And we grew up to rock, hip-hop, and Latin music, so that's what you hear in our music.
Yeah, you do kind of have it all, which is really cool. You can reach a lot of different audiences. And so when you're out there performing, like, how do you notice the audience connecting with you or your music?
The best way I could say, so we used to do a lot of hip-hop shows, and the cholos would be in the back, not really dancing. And by the end of the show, they're like raising their fists saying, si se puede. And then we do a lot of family shows too. So there's a lot of, you know, abuelitas, they're like, oh, they're rap. And then by the end of it, they're just dancing like they're old, you know, they're old school cumbia stuff, you know. So I think that's probably one of the ways to describe our shows.
Yeah, I feel like we totally bridge like our elders and the new generation of Mexicans, Chicanos, just Latinos in general, and just people in general. It's like we have a bridge there where we connect with our ancestors, but we modernize the message and make it seen and heard by everyone now.
And yeah. The Spanglish helps us be inclusive to everybody. Mm-hmm. So people that are just interested in Latin music, they're like, I know some of those words.
Yeah, we've heard of that a lot. Like, we don't know what you're saying, but the vibe is crazy.
You can feel
we
it.
Love it. Mm-hmm. We feel it.
Well, even Lolita was just at a show that you did, and there was like a little girl, and she was just getting down, and I was like, this is amazing.
Yeah, that was so beautiful.
It's highlight. So cool, yeah. We just got a text. I'm sorry, I don't know who this is, but they said, this is the stuff that makes Denver awesome. So there you go.
That is so cool. Awesome. Thank you. Thank you.
And you guys are here because you are our October Cuvole artist. So for those of you who haven't been to a Cuvole yet, it is just a chance for Cuvo to really give a space for some of the emerging Latinx talent here in Denver. So I'm so excited that you guys are going to be there. You're at D3 Arts October 27th, which is a Sunday. It starts at 5. So I will forgive you for not listening to Super Sonido because you're going to be at Cuvole. It's fine. But this is going to be a great show. It's free. The link is live. You just have to go to kuvo.org. But what else? Where else can people catch you?
We're going to be in Breckenridge for Dia de los Muertos Festival. We're performing on the 19th. The festival starts on the 18th, and it's on Main Street in Breckenridge. So we're going to be there this weekend.
Oh, that's cool. Okay, so where can people find your music? Where can they keep up with you? Give us all the details.
2mx2.com, at 2mx2 on Instagram, on TikTok, all social media platforms, look for at 2mx2, but 2mx2.com is probably going to be the easiest way to get to all the platforms there.